In our last radio segment, I reminded believers that once we invite Jesus to come into our heart, the Holy Spirit takes up residence in us. This is Tina Alakwa, president of Doral Cove Ministries. So many scriptures tell us about this gracious gift from God the Father, but one of my favorites is 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15, which reads in part, "For we are the temple of the living God, as God said, I will live in them." As believers, we immediately receive the Holy Spirit, but that was not the case originally. Before Jesus ascended to heaven, he told his disciples to not leave Jerusalem to fulfill the Great Commission, but to wait for the promise of the Father. You see, the disciples did not have the Spirit immediately, even though they were followers of Jesus Christ. Jesus told them in Acts chapter 1, verse 5, "For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." Then again in Acts 1, 8, Jesus says, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." The disciples were to wait for the Holy Spirit to come upon them, to indwell them, to live in them, before going forth and telling others about him. And that is exactly what the disciples did. They waited. Tune in next time to hear how we should wait upon the Lord.